Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, April 14th. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm reading from the New International Version, and we're picking up in John's Gospel in chapter 5, starting in verse 24, and we'll just go through verse 30 today. This is a section of Scripture that talks about the authority of Christ as God's Son and how He relates to God the Father. And then we'll move over to the Proverbs, which continues to just give us so much wisdom about kindness and goodness and generosity, and warns us about the life of the wicked. Beginning in John chapter 5, in verse 24, in my Bible, these are all red letters, meaning that they are the words of Jesus. Very truly, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. Very truly, I tell you, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself, and he has given him authority to judge because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done what is good will rise to live, and those who have done what is evil will rise to be condemned. By myself, I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me. In this passage, and specifically in John chapter 5, there are three things that point towards Jesus as the Messiah. Remember, that is John's overall purpose, that we might believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and by believing, to have life in his name. One is that he has given all authority. That's in verse 27. It says that God has given him authority and judgment. Another Old Testament principle about the Messiah is that through him, people would be healed, the lame would get better, the sick would be healed. And we see this in John chapter 5 as well, when Jesus heals the man by the Bethesda pool. And then the final sign of the Messiah's reign is that the dead will be raised to life. And Jesus talks here about when he comes again, that those who are in their graves will rise up, and those that have done good things will rise to live, and those who have done evil will be condemned. Which leads me to the second thing that I want to talk about. We believe that salvation is by faith. So how can we work out this tension in the text today? Well, I had to go to some commentary, and Andreas Kostenberger and his commentary on the book of John helped me a bit. I'm just going to read from it for you. He says, because believing often proves superficial, a person is to be judged by what he or she does, not merely says. This does not amount to salvation by works. Rather, the life that one lives forms the test of the faith that they profess. In the first century, there was no consensus as to whether all would be raised or only the righteous. Sheol was thought to be containing chambers where the dead were kept until the great day of judgment. And so Jesus is reminding them that those who have rebelled against Christ will be resurrected too, but they will be resurrected to hear God's judgment against them and to be sentenced to eternity apart from him. My Life Application Study Bible gives us this point. There are those who wish to live well on earth, ignore God, and then see death as final rest. Jesus does not allow unbelieving people to see death as the end of it all. There is judgment to face. And now from the Proverbs, we'll read from chapter 11, starting in verse 16. A kind-hearted woman gains honor, but ruthless men gain only wealth. Those who are kind benefit themselves, but the cruel bring ruin on themselves. A wicked person earns deceptive wages, but the one who sows righteousness reaps a sure reward. Truly, the righteous attain life, but whoever pursues evil finds death. The Lord detests those whose hearts are perverse, but he delights in those whose ways are blameless. Be sure of this, the wicked will not go unpunished, but those who are righteous will go free. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion. The desire of the righteous ends only in good, but the hope of the wicked only in wrath. One person gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. People curse the one who hoards grain, but they pray God's blessing on the one who is willing to sell. Whoever seeks good finds favor, but evil comes to one who searches for it. Those who trust in their riches will fall, but the righteous will thrive like a green leaf. Whoever brings ruin on their family will inherit only wind, and the fool will be a servant to the wise. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and the one who is wise saves lives. If the righteous receive their due on earth, how much more the ungodly and the sinner? Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I pray that the Proverbs would continue to tell us what it looks like to be a wise person who is kind and generous and whose heart is fixed on the wisdom of God. And then I want to pray that God would do in us His work so that what we read could really be fleshed out in our lives. What was your favorite part of the Proverbs today? Mine was the image of the pig's snout. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout, how ridiculous, right? Is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion. I haven't done this, but I think if I looked back over the Proverbs that the word discretion would come up maybe 100 times. God is calling us to be a people who think before we speak, who have discretion on where we go and what we do. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word, even when we have to wrestle with it and what it means. Lord, help us to be a people who, yes, have faith, and also that our faith would then be a verb, that it would be acted out in works of righteousness. We pray, Lord, according to the Proverbs, that you would help us to be kind and wise and generous and to have discretion and to be the kind of people that build up our community. Lord, today specifically on my heart are those who are in the healthcare professions. And so I pray even now for the doctors whom we know and love in our community, and the nurse practitioners and the physician's assistants and the nurses and the certified nursing professionals and caretakers. I don't want to leave anybody out. We pray, Lord, over them, your protection, your help. Pray for dentists and orthodontists, physical therapists. We pray, Lord, for those who are Christian and who are seeking to live in a way that helps others flourish. And so we pray even now for those who are in our congregation, especially, and for all those who are seeking to help others to live lives of fruitful service on this earth. Thank you again, Lord, for this Resurrection Day. Help us to be a resurrection people. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.